When the Joslyn Art Museum closed for major renovations back in 2022, the locals who'd grown up visiting the huge pink marble building had a lot of curiosity about what the museum would look like in 2 years when it was set to reopen. That grand reopening was back in September of 2024, and after their whirlwind autumn of art, we sat down with the Joslyn's Director of Marketing and Public Relations, Amy Rummel, to ask some questions about the new addition. Or, as it's formally known,
the Rhonda and Howard Hawks Pavilion. It's a 42,000 square foot expansion. It's an extraordinary space that adds not only gallery experiences, there's 10 new galleries in the space, it also adds new places to simply be.
With all this new room, the museum wanted to focus on diversifying the artists on the walls while still keeping family favorites, which have delighted generations.
But what we also wanted was a clearer sense of arrival for visitors. We wanted a front door that was obvious to find, and we wanted a really welcoming space. And while you were inside, we also wanted an inside-outside experience. The natural light that surrounds you in our new Schrager entry atrium, it's really wonderful. You're seeing, everywhere you look, you're seeing nature, and of course we have a lot of outdoor sculpture as well, so you're seeing art that way.
The Joslyn's gardens saw a glow up too, with great care paid to eliminating hardscape and concrete while still preserving parking, and elevating local, low-maintenance plants.
And when you are outside, more importantly, drive by on Dodge. You look up and you can see people moving throughout the museum. You can see art inside of the museum. And it's a very inviting experience. It sort of beckons you to come inside and check it out.
With all the exciting improvements, we had to ask, how's the public responding?
The first 65 days, which took us from opening day through the very end of 2024, we welcomed over 90,000 visitors.
That's a big number, about double the regular attendance for Joslyn's wintry months.
I think one thing that is a great surprise to people is that there is no cost to experience the Joslyn. Art is for everyone, and a museum is for everyone.
If you've been waiting to explore the new Rhonda and Howard Hawks Pavilion at the Joslyn Art Museum, Amy has some recommendations about great times to visit.
Artcastic Saturdays is something we do on the first Saturday of every month, and we do the nights at the Joslyn. We encourage people to come in the evenings. We're open late 2 nights per week, Wednesdays and Thursday evenings until 8. We have a great on-site cafe that serves breakfast, lunch, and dinner, and coffee. Thank goodness, we all need a little of that.
More information about the Joslyn's many upcoming programs, including visiting hours, are available on their website, joslyn.org. For the KVNO Arts Desk, I'm Hannah Clark.